Whoever didn't say the following three things on Pesach did not fulfill his duty. From this point onward, Rav Moshe Feinstein will insist the women should be at the table as well, because these two pages are really the essence of what you have to say. Pesach. The Pesach is what our forefathers ate, the Paschal offering when the temple was built, because why did they eat the Pesach offering? Because it says Hashem passed over our homes, as we've been explaining. And it says, you will declare, this is a Paschal offering in the name of Hashem, who passed over our homes in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians and he saved our homes, even though we really didn't deserve it. So Hashem stepped in and saved our homes, and then everyone bowed when they heard that. Matzozu, remember our prime matzah is the broken one, because that is the lechem oni. Yes, sir.
Is there any parallel that can be drawn between these things? Things to say, you have to mention the three things in the Maimad Likimer says. You have to ask yourself before Shabbat. After the Eravtem.
Satem Eravtem Adlikut Anel.
Okay.
I have to think about it. Interesting point.
I think three is just easy to remember.
What's the first one?
Isatem. Matzazu she'anu ochelim al shuma. Why are we going to eat this matzah? Al shum should speak to kam shavtein lachmitz, because our forefathers, even though they ate matzah in Mitzrayim, but that's not what we're commemorating when we eat matzah. We're commemorating the fact that when they left Mitzrayim, they were in such a rush that their dough did not have a chance to rise, because they were chased out of Egypt. And they didn't have a chance to prepare anything. They were chased. So the matzah commemorates the idea that we were chased out. And when the time comes, Hashem takes us out in a jiffy. Now we lift the mara and we say, this mara that we are going to eat, why do we eat it? Because the Egyptians embittered our lives. Mara means bitter. As it says, they embittered their lives with hard labor, with mortar and bricks. And now we understand that their lives were literally in the mortar and bricks. And all types of labor in the field. They'd make the women go and do backbreaking labor in the field. They'd make the men do women's jobs. Whatever service they made them perform was with hard labor. Anything they do, they'd find a way to make it hard on them. And now we conclude our Magid with a concluding paragraph, and then the songs of praise of the Hallel. Bechol dovador, in every generation, chayav adam lirot, that a small person has to view himself, kilu hu yatza mimitzrayim, as though he himself left Egypt. Every person has to stop and think. And when I sit with soldiers, so this is the prime part of the Seder, where I start with this. Meaning at the beginning of the Seder, I tell them, okay, now we're going to do Dimayon Mudrach. How do you say that in English? Dimayon Mudrach. Guided imagery. Okay.
Guided
visualization. Close your eyes, gentlemen, and don't fall asleep. Close your eyes. I'm telling you. Close your eyes. See a hot desert. See a wicked Egyptian standing with a whip. Look at a pile of bricks, and the Egyptian lifts his whip and says, quicker. And you lift that brick. And Moshe is coming down the road, and Moshe says, this is going to end. Believe me. I'll help you now, but believe me. Hashem is coming. He's taking us out of Egypt. And suddenly, life looks different, and a person has to imagine, day in and day out, he left the home. He left his children home, not knowing who he's going to see when he comes back. And now, Hashem says, I'm taking you out. And suddenly he sees the Egyptian suffering. Suddenly he sees the Nile turning to blood, and we get water. He sees the locusts. He sees the darkness. He sees the firstborn being smitten. And he sees that Hashem says, no, you leave. You're my children. Imagine sitting at home trembling, hearing the roars throughout Egypt as people found their firstborn dead. Everyone's crying, and you're at home. And you know Hashem's taking you out in the next morning. Bechol do vado, back to our Agada. Chayav adam lirot et atzmo kiru hu yatza mimitzrayim. A person has to imagine as though he himself left Egypt. Guys, were you able to go there? Were you able to be there? For a minute. The Torah says, when you tell your children, tell them it happened to you. That's what I do with my 2-year-old Zipporah. Batman Paro. Hit me. Now, I do it a little bit better. Yehuda knows. I say, there was a wicked man. And then I take off my belt as we're sitting there, right? Every year I do this. And I say, he had a whip and he used to hit me. And, ow. Ow. Oh, boy. But Paro, he hated us. He'd walk around with a whip and he'd say, you work harder. And Hashem saved me. Happy Pesach. Back to our Agada. Hashem didn't only save our forefathers, Hashem saved us too. Shneimar, the verse says, Hashem took us out to give us the land that He promised our forefathers. And now we lift the cup, and we're going to conclude the Magid part of the Seder with the songs of Halal. That's why we are, it is incumbent upon us. We cover the matzahs now, because whenever we're going to honor the grape juice, we cover the matzahs. So it is incumbent upon us to give thanks, to give praise, to bless, to extol, to acclaim Him, Hashem, who did for our forefathers and us all these miracles. He took us out of slavery to freedom, from suffering to happiness, from mourning to a day of celebration, from darkness to great light, from servitude to redemption. And now we will sing a new song, Hallelujah. That's the song, Hallelujah, give praise to Hashem. And now we say the Hallel. Hallelujah to Hashem, tararam. Mekimi Afadol, we sing it. Betzeit Yisrael Mim Mitzrayim. I skipped the next paragraph. When Israel left Egypt, you know, when was this Hallel composed? The Jews, when they left Egypt, sang this Hallel. Betzeit Yisrael Mim Mitzrayim. Beit Yaakov Me'am Noes. Haita Yehuda Lekadesho Yisrael Mamshelotav. Hayam Ravayanos, Hayarden Yisom Leyacho, Hearim Rakedo Helim, Yevaot Kim Nezon, Malachayam Kitanos, Hayarden Yisot Yisom Leyacho, Hearim Terkedo Helim, Yevaot Kim Neitzon, Milivne Adon, Choliarit, Milivne Eloyakov, Haovere Atso, Agamayim, Chalamishne Mainomayim. When Israel left Egypt, Yaakov's household left an alien tongue, Yehuda became the same Hashem's sanctuary. Israel became Hashem's dominion. When the sea saw us coming out of Egypt, the sea ran away as it split. The Jordan turned backward. The mountains started skipping like rams. Wherever we went, mountains shifted to make room for us. The hills became like young lambs. What ails you, the sea, that you run away? Why, the Jordan, do you turn backwards? Why do you mountains skip like rams? Why do you hills run like young lambs? Because Hashem's coming. That's why the earth trembles. Because the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pond of water, He takes a little flint and makes it into a flowing water. Now we end with the blessing over our redemption and over the conclusion of the Magid. And we wish ourselves that we will merit, just as we celebrate it now, to come to new celebrations and eat from the offerings by the temple. We conclude with the blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen. We thank Hashem for redeeming us. We conclude with the blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen. We lean on our left side and we drink our second cup of wine. Yehuda, you're going to have to drink again. You're not leaning. Ah, that's leaning. Okay, fine.
You can't see
what it means. I can't.
Okay. Rob, do you make a bracha?
Us Ashkenazim make a bracha, but we're not at the Seder, so we don't have the mitzvah of the four cups, so we don't make another blessing. And it is at this point that I have been truly delinquent in tempting you guys with stealing my afikomen. But you guys should be like my children and say, "Ah, but that's not fair. I can't get it." Okay, so now we wash for the meal. Let's